Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are, this is happening throughout up to midnight. My name is Ray, and thank you so much for joining us. You know, it is important to speak of the spirit of faith to help restore family holiness. Sometimes we are so much involved into trying to make it for the family, trying to bring forth bread for the family, trying to get educated and all that. And we tend to forget on the essence of, you know, holiness. Then we start to see deviations from members of the family, from spouses. We start to see deviations. And we start to question, we start to label them as bad, and sometimes we don't handle this thing quite correctly. And it may end up even coming to the worst extremes. And this in itself is something that we really need to be careful about and to look into quite intently. I had an opportunity to ask Dr. Barato Amuyema to touch base with us on this issue. The importance and the essence of the spirit of faith to help restore family holiness. And if you'd look, you'd see that you used to pray as a family, you no longer are. You used to share the word as a family, you no longer are. You used to care for each other as a family, you no longer are. You used to check on each other as husband and wife, but you no longer are checking on each other. There has been a deviation of a sort. It is important, therefore, there to say, okay, what's happening? You know, is there something that is being lost? And if it has to do with cementing the marriage together and the family together, you'd see it is the essence of the spirit of faith to effectuate holiness. So I had an opportunity to speak to Dr. Baratwa, and I asked her in her busy schedule to furnish us with some of her observations with regards to this and some words of encouragement and wisdom. Dr. Baratwa, thank you so much. Welcome and greetings.
Greetings to you, my beloved brothers and sisters in the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. I mean, we have been rejoicing and we have been glad in it since morning until now. Let me take this opportunity also to thank Pastor Ray Lohodi and Radio Pulpit for yet another opportunity given to me to spend some time with you, our dear listeners, to unpack tonight's theme, which is the essence of the spirit of faith to help restore family holiness. Nake Moradia Moema and Kalibito, I am Baratwa Yaratang Morena. Now, regarding tonight's theme, the essence of the spirit of faith to help restore family holiness, we know that according to 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, from verse 8 through 10, it speaks about God having given us various gifts of the Spirit. And that scripture reads as follows. Starting from 8 to 1, there is given through the Spirit of message of wisdom, that is gift number 1, to another, message of knowledge, gift number 2, by means of the same Spirit. Gift number 3, to another, faith by the same Spirit. Gift number 4, to another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. Gift number 5, to another, miraculous powers. Gift number 6, to another, prophecy. Gift number 7, to another, distinguishing between spirits. Gift number 8, to another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And gift number 9, and to still another, the interpretation of tongues. 9 gifts of the Spirit, according to what we have just read, of which one of them is the spirit of faith. And let me remind you Baretsi Babaratega, that faith is not something that you acquire from impartation.
Yeah.
One can actually acquire faith through prayer, you know, a consistent prayer and fasting and having a great relationship with your Maker. And in addition to that, also your good character that is refined through your walk with God can actually model your faith. Now, what is faith? Firstly, faith is synonymous to assurance, to belief, to conviction, to dependence, to hopefulness, to hope, to expectation. You can name, a few more of words that are synonymous to faith. Now, what is this faith? What is this faith that we are talking about tonight? According to the Oxford Dictionary, faith is a complete trust or confidence in something or someone. Again, Oxford defines faith as a strong belief in the doctrines of a religion based on spiritual conviction rather than proof. Having said that, let's look at the biblical definition of faith according to Hebrews 11 verse 1. And I have it in TLB version, which says, faith is the confident assurance that something we want is going to happen. It is the certainty that what we hope for is waiting for us, even though we cannot see it up ahead. Now, here we are talking about the essence of the spirit of faith to help restore family holiness. From our Bible, which is our manual, we have a classical example, or rather we have many examples of faith, right? But for now, let me focus on Job, who clearly demonstrated his faith to restore his family holiness. And how did he go about it? How did Job go about restoring his family holiness? Okay, let us quickly read through the book of Job, chapter number 1, from verse 1 through 5. It says, in the land of Uz, there lived a man whose name was Job. This man was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil. He hated evil. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters. Verse 3, and he owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 donkeys, and had a large number of servants. He was the greatest man among all the people of the East. He was not just an ordinary man, but he was wealthy. Verse 4, his sons used to hold feasts in their homes on their birthdays, and they would invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. We don't know what else was happening, during their feasting. Verse 5, when a period of feasting had run its course, Job, now the father, would make arrangements for them to be purified. Early in the morning, he would sacrifice a burnt offering for each of them. 5 sons and 3 daughters. So 8 all in all, 8 sacrifices all in all. Thinking, perhaps my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. This was Job's regular custom, meaning he was very religious about it. After every feasting or party or whatever, Job would, do this burnt offering for each of his children.
Mm.
All right.
Yes.
Now, when you look at faith, you can see that here we are actually dealing with a realm. One has to enter into that realm. And when one enters into that realm of faith, they need to have a firefighting spirit. You need to have that spirit to persevere in faith, that whatever it is that you desire at that particular point in time, you have already received. According to Job chapter 22 verse 28, it says, thou shalt decree a thing and it shall be established for you. You decree a thing before you can even see it manifesting, and by you believing that you have received it, that thing shall manifest or shall be established in the physical. Alright. Now, I just mentioned that faith is a realm. So what is a realm? A realm can be a region, it can be a sphere, it can be a domain within which anything occurs or prevails or dominates. Or you can define it as an area that is ruled by something, or you can even define it as a kingdom. A realm is a kingdom on its own. All right. Earlier on, I have quoted the scripture of Job 1. We looked at the first five verses of Job 1, demonstrating faith to restore his family, holiness. Now, the next scripture that demonstrates the essence of the spirit of faith to help restore family holiness, or it can even be dignity or family peace or the joy in your family, is from 2 Kings chapter number 4 from verse 1 through 7. And I have it in KJV. With verse 1, reading as follows. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him two sons to be bondmen. I mean, verse 1 is a clear demonstration of serving faithfully and with reverence to God. We have a prophet who served faithfully and with reverence to God. He feared God. But this man found it difficult to make ends meet or found it difficult to make a living. They were basically living a hand-to-mouth type of a life with his family. Verse 2, and Elijah said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, thine handmaid has not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Verse 3, then he said, go borrow vessels abroad of all thy neighbors. He did not mention how many. He just said, go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors. Even empty vessels. Borrow not a few. But there was no number given. An exact number given to the woman. 4. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. Number 5. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. 6. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto to her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Once the last vessel was filled, then the oil stopped flowing. 7. Then she came and told the man of God. And he said, go sell the oil and pay thy debt, and leave thou and thy children of the rest. I did mention that you know, the husband to this woman served God. Served God and feared God. But we also read about this husband dying. And when we go through the obituary of this husband, we hear about this man being a prophet who served under Prophet Elijah. We hear about this man fearing the Lord. We hear about this man serving diligently. But this man left behind debts that even the wife could not handle when he departed from this earth. The wife was even on the verge of losing her children to the creditor. I mean, the dignity of a family needed to be restored and be restored very fast. After having lost her husband, she was about to lose her two sons.
Yeah.
Morezi, where you are sitting right now, you are pondering on the challenges that you are facing. Huge debt that is attached to your name. Maybe you left your family back at home in so much struggle. You know, utilema kweng, but back at home, they are struggling so much. Maybe you left a family member afflicted by a chronic disease. Or you left your child struggling with drugs or with drug addiction. And at the same time, you are asking God, why are these things going the way they are? And yet you are serving him diligently. Just like we read about the prophet that served under Prophet Elijah. The Lord is saying to you right now, according to James chapter number 1, from verse 2 to 4, that consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith, not the testing of your pocket, not the testing of your health, not the testing of your ministry, not the testing of your marriage, not the testing of your children's academics, not the testing of your children's progress, but the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Verse 4, let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. So when you go through trials of diverse kinds, know that God is in the process of refining your character. Everything that Jehovah himself has allowed into your life and your family, just take them as your character building experience. Take them as wilderness experiences that you are facing right now, that are preparing you for your grand entrance into your season of joy and laughter, your season of abundance, your season of what is this? The widow woman felt that she was bound by debts or stuck with debts. She knew not whether she was coming or going. And life must have been so unbearable for her and her household. But she never gave up on herself. She never gave up on her family. She never gave into the demands or the burdens that she was faced with. Just like Job did when she had lost his children and his wealth. I mean, when you go down, you know, the chapters of Job, you know, the subsequent chapters of Job from 2, because we have just dealt with chapter 1. We read about how Job lost all his children, all his wealth. He was even afflicted. He was afflicted so much. Also, just like Hannah, when she was faced with barrenness, and not only with barrenness, she was also faced with unsympathetic Penina. That's another classical example of faith demonstration there. Also in Genesis, we read about Abraham who had to wait for the fulfillment of God's promise in his life. Yes, he had a wife, but there was no son.
Yeah, no child.
Even though he had seen the better part of his age. I mean, I could go on and on and on with more examples of faith demonstration. Now, back to this widow woman. Instead, she presented her case in tears to God through Prophet Elisha. She went on her knees to the Most High God, who is a provider, who is a supplier of all our needs, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. She presented her case to God, who knows the end from the beginning, who is interested in the latter end rather than the beginning. Prophet Elisha asked the woman to go and borrow pots or jars, since she only had a crude oil. She only had a pot of oil, according to the scripture that we read through, of the widow woman and her sons. Now, from that scripture, her faith in action was connected to the collection of pots or jars. I mentioned earlier that she was not told the number of pots or jars that she was to collect from her neighbors. It's her faith, my faith, your faith is a container to transport the will of heaven to earth, just like the pots and the jars as mentioned in that scripture. Faith, Banaba Morena, is the currency or the medium of exchange in the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Your faith can get you anything that grace has made available to you by the Lord. Faith is a realm. Faith is spiritual. And entering into the realm of faith is a sign of showing your firefighting spirit, like I mentioned earlier. It reveals and brings what is already made available in the spiritual realm. Where one commands restoration of their original blueprint back into their lives. When you enter into that realm of faith, you are able to command restoration of your glory, your crown, your destiny. When you enter into that realm of faith, you are able to command restoration of every good thing that the devil has stolen from you. When you enter into that realm of faith, you are able to command the hands of the evil workers in possession of your finances, in possession of your glorious destiny, in possession of your family, to wield or to drive by the power in the blood of Jesus. You are able to command those evil hands to burn to ashes by the fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Faith produces physical evidence of what is made available in the spiritual realm. You cannot claim to have faith in any particular area until your faith produces the physical evidence. My beloved brothers and sisters, faith is a seed, and when that seed is sown, it produces its kind. Faith in divine healing must produce healing in your body. Faith in financial prosperity must provide for your needs. Faith can restore your family holiness. And we know that holiness is a total devotion to God. I mean, many of us desire to see our family members, whether nuclear or extended, being fully devoted to God, having accepted Yeshua Messiah as their personal Lord and Savior. Your faith can purchase that for them. The woman and her sons collected as many pots as they could, and the oil became according to the power or the glory of God. Another instruction after having collected the pots was for them to shut the door behind them, meaning neighbors were not supposed to know what was happening in their lives. I mean, I can hear their neighbors making a mockery of them because of what they have received as a prophetic instruction into their lives. A few of us have a challenge of broadcasting the Lord's promise in our lives before we can even see the physical manifestation. Yes, Jehovah is able to reveal his plans and purpose to his servants, the prophets, about us. But until you and I are able to realize tangible results in our lives, we need to shush. We need to shut up. It's not yet time for you and I to start broadcasting your blessings to the world.
Yeah.
Some people don't like the fact that you are where you are right now. Therefore, don't give them ammunition to discourage you or even bring you down before you can realize your dreams. We are talking about the spirit of faith, the essence of the spirit of faith, in order to restore your family holiness. Now back to this widowed woman and her two sons. Here we see the demonstration of faith in action, where oil became according to the power of the glory of God, and it continued to demonstrate the power of Jehovah El Shaddai, which is a dimension of God showing abundance in one's life, provided you have faith in him. The availability of the pots or jars or containers made the oil to flow, meaning the capacity of your inner man to have your faith in God increased to its maximum potential, which can make you reach great heights in life. Oil became according to the power or the glory of God. But unfortunately, we see also the flow of oil stopping when the last pot or the last jar or the last container was filled. We see the instructions from the servant of God to the woman and her two children not to bring a few pots, but as many as they could. And the little crude oil that she had initially, God had to multiply it to fill all the available pots. We don't know how many they were at that particular point in time, because their number was not mentioned or is not mentioned in the Bible. Yes, we are talking about the essence of the spirit of faith to help restore family holiness, to also help restore family dignity, to restore family peace, to restore family joy. But maybe you, our dear listener, your challenge is not in the area of your family restoration. So what do you believe God for tonight? Which area of your life do you want God to touch through you entering into that realm of faith? If I may ask you, my dear listener, how well are you prepared to open up yourself to God tonight for him to increase your faith in him? Because according to the book of James, chapter 2, verse 24, it says, you see, whether spiritually or physically, that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. Your faith has to be coupled by actions. Faith without works or action is dead. The widow woman had to make room for what she did not have by obeying God's instruction or command through God's prophet, Prophet Elisha. She had to demonstrate her faith by borrowing more pots from her neighbors, and God manifested himself as the God of increase. We saw a miracle being performed behind closed doors for the widowed woman and her two sons. And God can change your story tonight. God can change the story of your family tonight. For as long as you have faith in Him, for as long as you are continually praying for your family to be devoted to God, for as long as you are living in holiness yourself. So in conclusion, allow me, my beloved brothers and sisters, to challenge you tonight. Is your level of faith in God pleasing to Him? Jesus says, even if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. And that is according to Matthew 17:20. Are you ready to enter into the dimension or the realm of faith tonight? Yeah. Hallelujah. Mm.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Dr. Baratwa. I really appreciate your dedication and your truthfulness. It's important that families, marriages be restored even through faith. It's very important that the spirit of faith prevail. And at the same time, we have to know what this faith is even all about. Thank you so much again.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Thank you so much to Dr. Baratwa. Thank you very much, Dr. Baratwa Mwema. Of course, a medical doctor herself and a very passionate servant of the Most High. And I can speak of her as a passionate apostle in the work of the Most High. She really is serving quite well. Now, it's been wonderful, and thank you so much to her. We'll hear more of her as time goes on. Now, if you have some topics that you say, hey, you know, there are some topics about marriage, family life that I want us to talk about, and it looks like, Ray, you're not touching these, and you feel that, man, this guy is beating about the bush, you know. He has to touch some of the aspects. And there are issues that without your help, we will never touch. You know, the Spirit of the Father can lay it on you to really reveal to us some of those things that we can discuss about. You are free to do so. Talk to me on my Facebook. You can go to the Facebook, Ray Lekgodi, and just talk to me there. Send your message. And it's good if you just talk on the timeline so that I can see it straight. And tell me and say, hey, this is a topic that I think we should look into. I will pray about it, of course. Then we will touch base on it. To the King above all else, we give Him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like Him. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, He guides us into all truth. Shalom.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.